Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
For today's Feminist Around the World, we are introducing, I guess not really, some of y'all already know who she is, but not all of us. We are introducing a social entrepreneur, a scholar, and activist, Suhani Jalada. And at the young age of 25, I think she's like 25, 26 now, Jalada has already made a huge impact around the world and is continuously working to change the world for the better. And her work is very interesting because we've been talking a lot about periods and about trying to get more access to products and what that looks like, period tax and all of that. And of course, there are those out there who understand the bigger, deeper implications of that. And she is one of those. And Jalada noticed at the age of 14, the disparities when it came to the rights of women and those in lower income and social statuses of India. At the time, she had been diagnosed with an illness that led her to see how differently people were treated and knew she needed to do something to advocate for those in different communities. And if you listen to any of her interviews about her past, she credits her mother and her grandmother for their influence on her. She was talking about how her mother really stood up for her gender rights. Even though they were very much in a patriarchal system, they understood that there was something wrong. And she credits them for the influence and her love and passion to be an advocate today.
After her recovery, she went to different communities to see how she could help. She told the Global Citizen, "When I started going to the slums, just after I had recovered from the illness, I started working with women on the ground. They were telling me stories with a smiling face about getting married at the age of 12, abused by their husbands much, much older than them, drunk all the time, asking them for money. So the women are working 4 to 5 jobs, taking care of all the children, feeding the children because the husbands are earning absolutely nothing. They're walking long distances to public toilets, then are harassed on their way to the toilet. They've seen their children die. They've accepted this as the norm. Those women didn't think anyone cared about what they wanted. Instead, life was about doing whatever they could to survive."
And she knew with all the different things happening in those communities, she couldn't solve anything by coming in to, quote, just fix things, but needed to educate and offer solutions that can be implemented and taught. She goes on in the same article talking about advice she had gotten from her mentor, who said, "You cannot come in to solve their problems," Dr. Jacqueline R. Putum told her. "That's not what's going to change anything. It's about them solving their own problems. You need to just give them enough energy and confidence to be able to do that." And just for reference here, Dr. R. Putum has been a kind of an expert when it comes to the Indian communities, especially those in what's considered the slums or the low-income, impoverished communities and populations. You can find TED Talks from him. FYI, we discovered this. Yes.
Okay. It's got more of a presence than us.
Absolutely. So she noticed a common theme as she spoke to the different women. She continued saying, menstrual hygiene and sanitation was something that preserved or exposed a family's dignity, she says. We needed to have these difficult conversations that would bring up gender in the household.
And she has been having that difficult conversation for 10 years now. In 2015, Jalada, along with a few other women, started the Mina Mahila Foundation, which works to empower young women and girls and to provide necessary items and support women in India. Here's what Jalada, who is also the CEO of Mina, a bird from South Asia that is known for its loud tones and voice, Mahila Foundation. Here's what she said about the foundation in their annual report. Mina Mahila Foundation started in 2015 with the mission to provide voice to women all over the world in marginalized communities by creating a network of young female entrepreneurs. We needed to make sanitary pads because we wanted every woman to have access to them. And because Mina was started by the same community members who it was intended for, the producers are our consumers. We go door to door to educate and distribute pad packets. We hold meetings and courses with them and counsel them to work and respect themselves.
And their vision and mission, according to MinaMahila.com, is one, improving menstrual hygiene. And it goes on to explain, knowledge about menstruation and hygienic habits are curtailed by stigma and taboos in the Indian society, where talking about period is not allowed. Mina is tackling the very issues of menstrual hygiene management at its roots. Working with the Gavandi slum dwellers communities, Mina is helping to raise awareness around menstruation and bringing affordable sanitary products directly to the women in need by manufacturing low-cost, high-quality sanitary napkins, more affordable than what is already present on the market and selling them on a door-to-door scheme. Two, generating female employment in slums. Mina was built as a social enterprise with a clear vision of wanting to generate employment for women by creating a workplace and environment that tries and succeeds to tackle the constraints used as arguments to prevent women to enter into the labor force. It is a safe space at walking distance from their home that provides them a steady salary and flexible timings adapted to their social context. Mina Mahila is more than an employer in Mumbai slums. It was created by women for women and is as such a woman's entrepreneurial project.
And three, building women's networks. Mina provides a family for the women where we take care of them professionally and personally to help them grow as individuals and businesswomen. Our employees are not simply here to work. They are also here to learn and to engage in a dynamic community of women who stand up to get their rights acknowledged. They are motivated by the same cause. Speak up about women's issues, starting with a basic need for proper menstrual hygiene.
Yeah. And she's been doing a lot of amazing work. I'm just thinking about the fact that we have places like Florida, which are saying that they can't talk about periods, which is, again, the same stigma that she is fighting. So, oh, the irony. Is that irony or is that just tragic? Anyway.
It's just tragedy. Yeah.
And yeah, what she is doing has brought a lot of attention to the foundation and the needs of women of India. One of her big things that she talks about is the fact that she has collaborated and continues to collaborate with Meghan Markle, as we know, former Duchess, I guess. Because they renounced.
No, I don't know anything.
Renounced
about that.
Their titles, but she has been a part of their foundation because she loved what they were doing. And of course, she has been recognized for her hard work, as she should be. The Duke University graduate has been awarded with the Forbes 30 Under 30 Asia 2018. Is a Queen's Young Leader from 2017, representing India. Was one of Glamour's Women of the Year in 2016. And at Duke University, she was a Baldwin Scholar, a Women's Four-Year Leadership Program, and a Melissa and Doug Entrepreneurship Fellow 2016 that actually helped her found the Mina Mahila Foundation, and was a Global Citizen Prize Cisco Youth Leadership Award nominee in 2020. Obviously, she's doing so much more. The foundation, from what I can tell, is thriving, has been a big help in India during the pandemic as well. So, yeah, they're doing a lot of work. She continues on, is still the CEO and has been a force when it comes to being an advocate and working for the women of India.
Yeah. And that's such an important thing. And it is a conversation all over the world. So great work. And as always, I'm sure we'll have an update in the future about what she's doing. In the meantime, listeners, as always, if you have a suggestion for this segment, please let us know. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I've Never Told You. We do have a Tee Public store and we have a book. You can get it now at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.